Well, turn your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Thank you, Luke, for reading Luke chapter 2. Appreciate that. If you don't have your Bibles with you this morning, you can look in the middle of our bulletin and you'll see the passage. However, I do encourage everyone to bring their Bibles, because like today, we will be flipping to other passages in the scriptures in order to present the message this morning. So if you don't have a Bible, we love giving out Bibles. We have a Gideon. His last name is Gideon, and he also belongs to Gideon's International. And he has graciously supplied many Bibles for us to pass out to anyone that needs them. We've been passing out a lot to our Job Corps students that we minister to every week, but we also have some available for you. If you need a Bible, please let us know, and we will be delighted to give you one. All right, well, we're in Luke chapter 2, and this is a wonderful passage of Scripture. I love the fact that the Lord reached out to these shepherds. The Lord reached out to these shepherds. He intentionally made it known to them that Jesus was born and that they had something to look forward to. They had something that would help them in their lives like never before. You know, during this Christmas time, I understand that it can be very difficult, because this time of year reminds us of our difficulties, of our problems. It seems like we're nearing the end of the year, and sometimes we look back on the past year and we look on it with sorrow and maybe some heartache, or we look at it with disappointment. We look at it and see the trials that we have been through. And I imagine that these shepherds could have said the same thing. Shepherding is not easy. There are problems with shepherding sheep. And I imagine they may have experienced some very difficult times during that past year. I imagine they could look back and say, you know, this drought that we had is pretty bad. The grass is so withered up that we have to travel twice as far as we used to in order to feed our sheep. Not only that, the price of wool is way down, and it's harder for us to make a living. And besides that, disease has hit the flock. And so we lost a lot this year. I can imagine that that kind of thing would have been happening in the lives of the shepherds. And sometimes as we look at our lives during Christmas, we have some similar feelings. And it makes the Christmas time even more difficult. It makes it hard because we're trying to do all the Christmas stuff and we end up just being overwhelmed by all of it. There's a fictional correspondence that I read this week between Martha Stewart and Irma Bombeck to remind us of how Christmas isn't always perfect. It says, "Hi, Irma. This perfectly delightful note is being sent on paper I made myself," this is Martha Stewart, "to tell you what I have been up to. Since it snowed last night, I got up early and made a sled with an old barn, with old barn wood and a glue gun. I hand painted it in gold leaf, got out my loom, and made a blanket in peaches and mauves. Now it's time to start making the placemats and napkins for my 20 breakfast guests." This is how you guys operate, right? "I'm serving the old standard Stewart 12-course breakfast, but I didn't have time to make the tables and chairs this morning, so I used the ones I already had. I did take time to make the dishes to use for breakfast from Hungarian clay, which you can get at almost any Hungarian craft store. Well, I must run, I need to finish the buttonholes on the dress I'm wearing for breakfast. I'll get out the sled and drive this note to the post office. As soon as the glue dries on the envelope, I'll be making. Love, Martha Stewart. Isn't that special? Here is Irma Bombeck's response. This might be more relatable for us. Dear Martha, I'm writing this on the back of an old shopping list. Pay no attention to the coffee and jelly stains. I'm 20 minutes late getting my daughter up for school, packing a lunch with one hand, on the phone with the dog pound, seems old rough, needs bailing out again. Burnt my arm, and Tabitha, you can relate to this. Burnt my arm on the curling iron when I was trying to make those cute curly fries. Making curly fries with a curling iron, okay. Still can't find the scissors to cut out some snowflakes. Tried using an old disposable razor. Trashed the tablecloth. Tried that cranberry thing. Frozen cranberries mushed up after I defrosted them in the microwave. Oh, and don't use Fruity Pebbles as a substitute in the Rice Krispie Snowball recipe. Unless you happen to like disgusting green shades. The smoke alarm is going off. Talk to you later. Love, Irma. Now see, that's kind of more like what we're used to, right, sweetie? Yeah, of course. We understand that these things happen. Life is not always neat and clean as we would like it to be. It can be messy. And you know what? There are many, many people in this world that their life is messy. They're a mess. And you know what they need? They need Jesus. They need the grace of God. You know what I think God did when he went to those shepherds, when he sent those angels to those shepherds? Let me tell you what I think he did. I think he said, those guys need my grace. Those guys need my grace. They need some grace in their life. They have a hard life. They have a life that can get messy at times. Their life is difficult. But they can get my grace. And my grace is sufficient. And not only that, I'm going to give them hope. I'm going to give them hope and I'm going to give them grace. That is what the story of Christmas is all about. God bestowing his grace on us through giving us his son, Jesus Christ. And because of that grace, we have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what we have in the Lord. That is what we need. This is what the Christmas season is all about. And this is what Christmas is all about. The Lord Jesus Christ coming to this earth, dying on the cross for our sins, and rising again so that we may have hope. So that we can gain some grace from the Lord. So that we can have something to motivate us even when our lives are messy. That's what we have because of Christmas. I want us to also understand something about this grace that we have from God. And I'm so grateful for that grace. Before I accepted Christ as my Savior, I really didn't get much out of Christmas, except for some gifts. I'll never forget the first Christmas I celebrated as a Christian, as someone who accepted the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and knew that I was on my way to heaven because of him. I remember that day vividly because as we were celebrating Christmas, as I was celebrating Christmas with my family, I was so overwhelmed by the real meaning of Christmas that I started crying. I started crying. And my mom was like, what's the matter with you? I said, Mom, nothing. I just realize how wonderful Christmas really is. I realized at that point the grace that was given to me because of Christmas. It took on a whole new meaning. And because of that, I wanted to do something that I had never done before. I wanted to spread that message of Christ, Him coming to this earth, being born, living a perfect, sinless life, sacrificing that life on the cross, and rising again. I wanted to share that with others because I knew it would give them hope and they would be able to experience the same grace that I have. And it was just a whole different meaning. And that is part of what I see here in this story of the shepherds. There is another aspect to this passage, and I hope we'll understand it so that we can celebrate Christmas properly. And this point is to reach out to some who are normally forgotten, to some whose lives look messy, and to help them understand this wonderful message, to show them the grace of Christmas. That's what we need to be doing. We have been blessed with this knowledge. We have been blessed with a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I believe that God wants us to share this wonderful message with those that are like the shepherds, who are working hard, who are struggling, who need some hope, who need some emotional stability. That's what we have here in the message of Christ. Being involved in the lives of others in a caring way is a big part of what Christmas is all about. Showing people God's grace is a part of Christmas. You know, we all tend to be a little bit nicer during Christmas. I'd like to think we should be nice all the time. But I understand that because of Christmas, we tend to think about reaching out to others more. I think that is something that we should remember. I want us to be people, and God wants us to be people that reach out to others so that they can celebrate Christmas in the true way. So let's take a look at this passage and see how we can truly give Christmas grace to others. Look at verse 10 for a minute. Look at verse 10. It says, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people.'" You know, we can give the grace of Christmas. We can celebrate Christmas by helping people emotionally. We can share the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ by helping others emotionally. Notice the angel of the Lord, the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." You know, we see for the very first thing the angel of the Lord does is calm the shepherds' fears. He calms their fears. Christmas time can be an emotionally hard time for people. There can be many difficulties that bring on these emotions. But I want you to understand that this can be a very difficult and emotionally hard time for people. A pastor recalls a time when a lady back at the church who was attending their church was married to a police officer, a healthy man in his 40s, a father of a fairly large family. One Christmas Eve, he began to have chest pains. And within a few hours, he died, leaving his wife a widow, his kids without a dad. Ever so often, I would visit the graveyard. This is the pastor speaking. I would see his tombstone and notice on the right side of the dash, died December 24th. And I wonder, how does that widow feel at Christmas time? Christmas is a very painful time for many. Sometimes it's grief missing a loved one who has passed on. Sometimes it's living in a sick or handicapped body. Sometimes it's a single person who dreads spending another lonely Christmas wondering why. Families of military men and women miss loved ones even more at Christmas than any other time. Christmas can not only be full of hassles, but it can be very emotional. And I want us to see that the grace that has been given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ and this wonderful message of Jesus can help people emotionally. It can help them through these difficult times. They need something that transcends their emotional difficulties. The pain of being hurt here can be devastating. One of the most painful things that can happen in somebody's life is actually being hurt by others. This was not something that did not happen during this Christmas story, during the time of Jesus' birth. Remember what happened with Herod. Herod, oh boy, he didn't want anybody taking his throne. He didn't want anyone interfering with his power. And he felt threatened when he heard about the Messiah being born. And when the wise men came to Herod and said, look, we're looking for this child who's been born, who is the promised one. And Herod said, oh, okay, well, let me know when you find him so that I can worship him. But Herod had other things in mind. Herod was going to kill Jesus. Well, the wise men, being wise and being guided by the Lord, understood what was going on. And so they didn't let Herod know. But something awful happened as a result. Something real bad happened. Herod had all the young boys in that area, ages 2 and down, slaughtered. And I imagine as the soldiers went through the area and started killing these wonderful young children, and the moms and the dads were screaming and devastated over this, there must have been an enormous amount of emotional distress. Enormous amount. And I imagine some of those people were believers in the Lord. And they probably wondered, why, God? Why would you let this happen to us? Why would you let these awful people do this awful thing to us? So many times, those are the most painful times. And I really couldn't tell you why God allowed this to happen. I have some theories. I understand this, though. In order for us to see just how awesome the grace of God is, we may need to see how bad sin is, how bad it can really be, and how it can really destroy people, and how it can bring untold emotional distress, and how it can tear at people. I think this is why Christmas is a hard time for people emotionally, because it contrasts what they have gone through with the hope that is in Jesus Christ. And if they don't really understand that hope and really grasp that, then all they are left with is the pain that they have endured, the heartache that they have experienced through the hands of others. And we need to understand that. And we need to see that people are hurt. And we need to reach out to them with the Lord Jesus Christ and his wonderful message so that they can be emotionally restored. So that they can be emotionally restored. Turn your Bibles with me to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. In verse 2. Wonderful short verse here, but so profound. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2, it says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." That second phrase there is pretty amazing. How do we fulfill the law of Christ? By helping others. By seeing that they have burdens. By seeing that they have distress. And helping them. Helping them with their distress. The greatest way, obviously, we can help them is to help them come to a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So that they can understand what he has done for them. We get involved in their lives. We help them by listening to them. You know, sometimes people just need someone to listen to them so that they can vent their frustrations. We can help others by giving them some scriptural insight. I noticed something, that even those who would not claim to be believers in God or the Lord Jesus Christ appreciate someone telling them the scriptures. Now, it's amazing how God uses his word. I want you to understand something about the Bible. The Bible is more than just a document. It's more than just a letter. It's more than just an instruction manual. It's all that, but it's far more, because the Bible is God's word. You know, Jesus is called the Word. We need to understand that the scriptures are alive as Jesus Christ is. The Bible is alive. And when we share the scriptures with others, it is a tremendous help to them emotionally and spiritually. And so let's share the scriptures with them by praying with them. You know, even people that don't have a relationship with the Lord, they, for the most part, will appreciate someone praying for them. And it's good for us to pray for them. And what a witness that is. This Christmas time, we need to help people and pray for them. I was in I was in the hospital making a visit, and I was leaving, walking down the hallway, and as I was passing one of the rooms, someone else popped out of the room, and it was one of our neighbors down the street. And they said, "Hey, how you doing, Bill?" And I said, "Hey, how are you?" And I said, "What's going on? Why are you here?" And they said, "Well, my mother-in-law is in the hospital. She just broke her hip." So I was able to go in there and speak to her, talk to her, but there was something else I did for her. I prayed with her. Never prayed with her before, but I prayed with her. And you know what? Later that week, the son-in-law called me and he said, "My mother-in-law was so delighted that you prayed with her." When we pray with people, it can make an impact. It is a grace of God. And God gives us grace to share with others. And that grace can be bestowed upon people by praying with them, being kind to other people, being there for them, and letting them know you care. These kind of things can help us share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and help them with their emotions. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, something very profound and something a lot of people need to hear, especially during this Christmas time. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Boy, I imagine Irma Bombeck would appreciate those words, right? After how she was so stressed out about everything, I imagine some of you are feeling the same way. You need the rest of the Lord Jesus. You need to rely on him. I hope you will. I hope you'll understand that Jesus is not just some lofty person way up in heaven who doesn't really see your problems, who doesn't really want to be involved in your life, and just wants you to say a few words to him every once in a while. That's not who Jesus is. Jesus is someone who cares about you more than anyone else, and he wants to help you in your burdens. He wants to give you rest. He understands that you are burdened down. He understands you experience emotional distress, and he wants to show you his grace, and he wants to show you that he really loves you and cares about you. And that's why we can celebrate Christmas by bringing hope and joy into others' lives, because that's what Jesus does. Notice back in Luke chapter 2, in verse 10, the second part of it, the angel of the Lord says, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." All people. Think about that for a minute. God wants all people to have this joy. He wants all people to experience the joy of Christmas. He wants them to understand that he loves them, that he cares about them, that this beautiful thing that Jesus has done for us will give us great joy and peace. That's what people should experience during the Christmas season. That's why we need to spread this message about Jesus so that they can experience some joy and peace in their lives, so that they can have some hope. The Lord wanted to bring some hope and joy into some weary shepherds' lives, and so he told them about his son coming. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing. He is the source of hope and joy, even in the midst of trials in our lives. I want us to understand that. Even in the midst of trials in our lives, the Lord is the source of our hope. In Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, it says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the Lord God of glory. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." That's what the shepherds experienced that day. That's why they were able to end up that day rejoicing and praising God. They started that day like any other day, but they ended it praising God. Why? Because God had shed his grace on them, and they had trusted that message that was brought to them by the angel of the Lord, and they had hope. That is what we're told here in Romans. That is what is expressed here. And that is what we can share with others. When you have this hope that brings you peace and joy, you can celebrate Christmas by sharing that hope with others. How? How can we spread this grace? Through exhortation. That is what we see the Apostle Paul doing. He is reminding others of the hope they have in Jesus Christ. That is what God calls us to do. In Hebrews chapter 10, we see the Lord telling us to consider others. Consider them. And then exhort them. First we consider them, and then we exhort them. Who should you consider this Christmas season? Who should you be considering? That's what we need to be asking ourselves. Is there someone that we need to be considering? Maybe it's a family member that no one pays attention to. That family member never gets invited to any of the events that happen. They never get invited to somebody's house. Maybe they are shunned by the family. Maybe you need to consider them. Maybe it's someone you know is going to spend Christmas all by themselves this year. Maybe you need to go to them like the angel of the Lord went to the shepherds. People are hurting, and we need to reach out to them. Maybe we need to consider others and try and exhort them. I think the Lord would be pleased with us if we share some Christmas grace.